I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. One of my end-of-the-year rituals is to start perusing the seed catalogs. I love sitting by a roaring fire with some tea and Italian pignoli cookies looking for some new vegetable varieties. Here's what I've found so far. I'm always looking for different and better greens. Esbrook is a mini romaine with dark red leaves outside and green leaves inside. Kales are always a favorite, and I love their hardiness. Dazzling Blue is a new Lacinata variety that has better cold tolerance than other varieties. I also love the Boar series of kale, and a new hybrid called Darka Boar looks like Winter Boar, but is more vigorous. And Red Dragon is a new hybrid Chinese cabbage with red leaves outside and inside. If you've struggled with diseases on your cucumbers, MaxPak is loaded with disease resistance. Looking for an unusual hot pepper? Try Mad Hatter. The red, bishop crown-shaped fruits have a sweet, citrusy taste that gets hotter near the center. In contrast, Roulette is a habanero with no heat. It looks like the traditional habanero and matures to red, but has a citrusy flavor as well, without the heat. If you love yellow pear tomato, try Chocolate Pear. This variety has reddish-brown skin coloring with a classic pear tomato shape. A cool new pepper that caught my eye is Bequinho Yellow from Brazil. The yellow fruit looks like a small bird's beak and has a tart and hot flavor. There's a red version as well. Sugar Magnolia is a new snap pea with unusual purple-colored pods and green peas. It makes a nice addition to your edible landscape. I love growing popcorn, and Firecracker has just expanded the color options. It has multicolored ears that pop to a pinkish-white color. And now for this week's tip. Baby, it's cold out there. As long as your perennial flowers and herbs are covered in snow, they shouldn't sustain any damage. If exposed, throw some bark mulch over them to protect the roots. Speaking of roots, next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual root crops. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.